T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, we have so much going on this morning, and now it gets to be even more fun because we have a true expert on the line, especially when it comes to linemen, because he was a great lineman
in his own day,
and now he is part of the Odyssey family, and we are honored to have on our show Brian Baldinger. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
Hey, Brian, you're at Steelers camp right now, is that right?
Yes, I am.
How tough is that camp?
Very.
Oh, it is. Are they hitting hard?
Yeah.
They
don't have veteran days. I mean, KJ Watt's out there, like it's a regular season game. So it's a little different than a lot of camps I've seen so far.
All right, what about the Eagles? Have you seen them yet?
Yeah, I saw them early.
Is it a country club? I heard they have golf carts and little drinks with umbrellas in them.
Well, that, and I think guys are, taking up part-time jobs. So, just because they have so much free time.
Brian, is that too soft? I mean, you played yourself. Are they getting their team prepared for the first 4 games, which are all games they should win?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of different philosophies out there running around. Andy Reid didn't have that philosophy, and some other teams that I've seen. But I've seen other teams where literally all they're trying to do, Angelo, is just get as many healthy bodies to week one, September 11th, as they possibly can. And so it's a little bit, it's just a philosophy right now. Some teams share. I personally think that the Eagles should be doing more than what they've done. I've said that to other teams that look like it's a country club, as you mentioned. But that's really the coach's way of doing it. I don't think you can legislate against injuries, Angelo. I think you got to go play and get the body, calloused and hardened and get ready for the first game.
Hey, so I'm watching Hard Knocks the other night, Brian. I'm getting real nervous about the opener because I know the Eagles are better than the Lions, but I'm not sure they're going to win that game. And Dan Campbell, that's old school, the way he's coaching that team. Listen to what he says about grit. Listen to
what are we? What makes us what we are and what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit. And what does it mean? In a nutshell, I think it means this. We'll go a little bit longer. We'll push a little harder. And we'll think a little deeper and a little sharper. It means we're unbreakable. Like, to me, it means we'll play anywhere. We'll play on grass. We'll play in turf. We'll go to a landfill. Doesn't matter. And that's what we got to be. That's who we have to be. Because we'll tread water as long as it takes to bury you. Let's go to work, man. It's about to be fun.
Brian, I'm nervous about the opener. Should I be?
No.
No.
Didn't the Eagles score 50 on them last year?
No, but that wasn't the opener. They seem like they're preparing better than my team.
Well, I just know this, that when the Eagles offensive line lines up against the Detroit Lions defensive line, they're a lot better up front. And so that's really what it's going to come down to. We'll see what the Lions offensive line, they're trying to build one. But the Eagles are so much better in the trenches than the Lions. You can give all those speeches you want. But that's where that game is going to be won. So I respect Dan Campbell. He's got 10 former players on his staff. Deuce is up there.
Yep.
Aaron Glenn, all these guys. Hank Fraley's the offensive line coach. I mean, all these guys played in the league. I mean, they're all buying into Dan, which is good. But I don't think that talent-wise they're as good as the Eagles right now.
All right, good. That's encouraging. I want to talk about one specific Eagle, one of the newest guys, Jordan Davis. You were a lineman. The people say this guy on the field is a monster. You took a look at him, Brian. You've seen him in college. What are we getting, and what can we expect from Jordan Davis in his rookie season?
Well, I mean, I've seen the flashes, you know, and it's just flashes. You know, how many plays can he play? You know, that was really the question at Georgia. You know, I mean, he just wasn't on the field in a lot of big games in the fourth quarter on third downs when you need your defensive lineman most. I don't think he's just a run stopper. I think he's got obviously tremendous power. It's just a question of just endurance, Angelo. If he can keep his weight down and stay in good shape, he can be that monster that you just talked about. It's all there for him. And so, but, you know, guys that are 350, 360, unless you're Jordan Mulata, it's just difficult. It's just difficult to play, you know, volume of snaps. It always has been for anybody. I mean, Dexter Lawrence up in New York, like he's not a sack artist. But if he really works at it, and he's around Fletcher and Brandon Graham, and that's good, around some real veteran players, he can be a real force inside.
Well, here's what I'm hearing, Brian, and I want you to go back in your career as an NFL lineman. They're saying Davis has got the combination of he's big and he's fast. Did you ever face anyone like that when you were in the NFL?
Yeah, Reggie.
Oh,
you know, Reggie was big, he was fast.
What was that like, Brian?
Well, it was a long, hard day. You know, you kind of just run blocked him every play and held on as long as you can, and hopefully the ball was gone before Reggie got there. I mean, he was one of the few players. Honestly, I was a much better teammate of his than I was an opponent of Reggie, but he was one of those guys that kept you up late at night the night before a game.
And one other thing that's bothering me right now, Brian, is that Jason Kelce just had his elbow cleaned out, and it's not positive he'll be there for the opener. How different a team are the Eagles without Kelce? How much does he mean to them?
Well, I would say he's the heart and soul of the team. He makes a big difference. He makes every call. Nobody can do certain things that he can still do athletically on the perimeter and in the run game. I think there's a real comfort level with Jalen Hurts there taking the snap from him. But they drafted Cam Jurgens to be his replacement. And so he's getting first team reps right now. I mean, I think they feel pretty good if something would happen to Jason, if he's not there, that Cam is going to be able to, I'm not saying he's going to fill his shoes right away, but you know, they think he's going to be the center for the next 10 years whenever that clock starts for him.
Brian, do you like him? Do you like Jurgens?
I do. I do. I actually liked him more than Tyler Linderbaum. I thought he was bigger. He did some things that athletically that you just don't ask centers to do. We used to do some of those things back in the day. You don't see those things anymore. But his ability to just, just be able to do everything athletically that Jason has shown us over the last 12 years, whatever it is, and then pass protection-wise, you know, he's a little bigger body inside.
Last thing, Brian, it's personal. I just want to, because I was trying to reflect on my calendar year. The second half of the year, from July to December, for me, is better than the first half because there's football in it. Same for you?
Football is what makes America great, Angelo. I think we all feel that way. I think most people do. It is for me. I just finished, this is my last stop, 12. I've been to 12 NFL camps in 16 days here. I get up before the sun. I can't wait to get out to practice and meet the players and the coaches. And even if it's a little bit of a country club atmosphere, it's still like nothing else out there, Angelo. I'm with you all the way.
Brian, I hope that's our line of the day. Football is what makes America great. Yes. Brian, you're the best. You're the best.
That'll go viral.
Love it. Brian, you're the best. Thank you, Brian. Brian,
you bet.
Brian Baldinger, great insight.
You could not be more happy.
I'm very
right
pleased because I always try to ask a question in there that's a little offbeat, a little different. And I just know, I reflect, Al, my last year, I'm going, well, the one thing when I'm retired
right. That
I know I will enjoy is the second half of the year because it's football.
Yeah.
I know that. The first half, that could be a rough ride, like January to June.
Yeah.
Not sure there's a lot going on in there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can't wait till
July gets here, I'll say, family, back off. It's football time.
Yeah.
You know, and do it that way.
You're really going to pay attention to training camp when you're retired?
You know what? way things are going, I might pay closer attention to it. What else am I doing? Right, Jonesy?
Yeah, no, no. As
it is now, I was planning to go over at the pool with Jonesy and Shimon.
Yep.
No, he
pool.
Sold the place. Yes.
Gone.
He sold it.
Yep, just dropped the kids off over there.
Neil's on the line from the Northeast. Hi, Neil.
Hi. Well,
I can't drop
Jimmy
the kids
Rollins
off. It's not your pool.
Exactly.
Go ahead,
that's
Neil.
Why.
Oh,
okay. Tell Jimmy Rollins to come next week in the Mets series, and I think you see a sellout.
All right, give
know,
me
the
a.
Mets fans are going to show up.
Neil from the Northeast is predicting 45,000 next week when the Mets are here.
Yeah.
All right, hold
but
on a minute, Neil. Neil, how many of the 45,000 are rotten Mets fans?
Well, probably a fair amount because, you know, the Mets fans come and, you know, with the series and. It should be interesting, you know, like this weekend they got Scherzer and DeGrom to go in against. So they're going against the best. You know, they beat Alcantara the other day, and they're playing hot and aggressive, too. You know, like I think the stealing bases at like over an 80% rate or so. So, you know, I like the aggressiveness of Rob Thompson, no doubt about it.
Well, I would like to quote a personal friend of mine, Al, a man named Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair.
To be the best, you've got to beat the best.
Mm-hmm. That's Ric Flair.
Well, I have reached the new low. I am quoting wrestlers.
Rick, yeah.
What did you want to say about the Eagles, Neil?
Well, I don't know. I heard that Jalen Hurts, like in the exhibition game tomorrow, might play the first two series. So
that's correct.
I'm
I can't
to
wait
to see how he does.
All right, but that may be all of the action he sees in the preseason.
Incredible, isn't it?
They will not play anyone in the third. I can guarantee you that.
For sure.
So it's going to come down to whether or not they want to play any in the second. My guess is they won't.
And you know what's going to be really interesting?
Yeah.
Is that we will spend the next 4 weeks till the opener. Discussing those very few
every
series.
Play,
and we will. It will be so micromanaged what he did.
You are sorry if he hits AJ Brown in stride,
Super Bowl
touchdown. We're gonna go. He's ready.
Yeah.
We don't need any more. He's ready. Look
and
at
if
Brown.
He doesn't,
that you're right. We are, and it's wrong to have so little a sample size to
yes,
base it on.
Exactly.
But what are we supposed to do? We're doing shows every day.
Yes.
Except Wednesdays.
Yeah. Right, well, we
Neil,
do them.
Neil,
that's great.
Well, for me. Neil, I need a word to describe the Phillies.
Well, I'll go with, like, you were saying fan, but I'll go P-H-A-N, fantastic.
Fantastic with a P-H. Put that one down. He went with a finesse spelling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we come back, Al, I can't leave the Sixers out of this. This rumor is so crazy. You have to love it.
Oh, yeah.
You have to love it.
Ange, when I did updates yesterday, I kept pointing out, or it was the day before,
right.
that James Harden and Kevin Durant were hanging out together for one reason. I knew what was coming next.
You did know. Well, it happened yesterday. The love affair that began in UK, they may take back here to Philly. All right.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's wait till Ava. I got to hold you up for a second. People that want to get in this draft party thing. All right, so let me just say, how many we got so far? No, Ava, you stay right there.
All right, well, I have to don't get the names. I got to put them in the hat.
No, don't worry about the hat yet. Just tell me how many we have so far.
At least 10.
All right, we have at least 10. This is somebody's going to, we're going to pull a name out at the end of the show for a football fantasy draft night at the Link, courtesy of the Eagles. They are offering these out. I'm not sure what they're charging, but PhiladelphiaEagles.com/fantasyfootball. You can book a suite for August 23rd. It's fantasy football night at the ballpark, all right? But we're giving one away that includes a private suite. It's got a party with free drinks. It's got alumni autographs. This is an awesome thing. And a lot of people want to do this. Mike, you got a fantasy league?
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Would you drink any of the free drinks?
Well, I don't drink. My friends sure do.
Oh, wow. That's good.
You can give your tickets to your friends.
Mike, is that a problem when you're out with your friends that they're all boozing it up and you're basically the designated driver?
No, it really isn't. I don't mind being a designated driver, and I love hanging out with my friends. I love playing fantasy football with them. So.
Well, you sound like a charming man, and if you just stay right there, we'll get your name and put it in the hat. Karen's there, too. Karen, you got a fantasy football league?
Yes, I do.
Wow! How'd you do last year?
Well, not too good last year. We have something called the Booby Bowl. And that is when the lowest two people, there's 15 people in our league, and I ended up being in the Booby Bowl, which I was second to last. So, but I ended up winning the Booby Bowl, so I didn't have to pay an extra $50. To
right. I'm glad you explained that because I had a whole different concept for the Booby Bowl.
Kidding.
But you stay right there, Karen. You're in. Joe has got a league too. Joe, you want to be in the suite?
Oh, I do. Yes.
All right, absolutely. How long have you been in fantasy football?
1996, I believe, was when we first started our league.
How many championships have you won?
A half.
Wow. Half of one. Joe, you're in. Hold on. Look at all these people. I can't believe that. Charlie, you want to get in there too?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been in fantasy football?
Only a few years, about 5 years.
Are you really, really good at it?
No.
Good. You're in for us. And one more. Debbie's here. Deb, you want to get in too?
Yes, I do.
What drink would you order during the happy hour?
I'm a margarita person.
Let me tell you something. There's nothing wrong with that.
I love a margarita.
Do you like the salt around the side, around the edge?
Absolutely.
That's good. Be careful. You don't want too much sodium. All right, Ava Grant, where are we? We're going to switch our question.
Yes.
Where are we right now with the question?
Well, it's brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Do you expect the Phillies to make the playoffs? 92% say yes.
More than 9 out of 10. Al, keep track of that in a couple of weeks of things. You know, they have a couple of bad games. All right, anyway, let's get to the next question.
Do you want the Sixers to pursue a trade for Kevin Durant? Yes or no?
All right, now Rhea has put that out, and I do not want them to because I cannot conceive of what sort of package they would put together and how they would maneuver the salary cap to get maybe the best NBA player under it. Jonesy, yeah. Is there any way to do that?
You'd have to move Embiid for him. That's the only thing you can do.
No, that's not happening.
Maxie.
All right, I'm
I
not.
Know.
I'm not, there's not away
enough.
Everybody.
No, yeah, Rhea, I am not. I would move Maxey for him, but I'm not moving Embiid. What's the point? Now I have the Brooklyn Nets.
That was Jonesy. I didn't say
Embiid. The only way you'll get him.
Oh, good. Let's recreate the awful Brooklyn Nets of last season. That's not going to work, right?
If they want to get him, they could get him. It's not if they want him. It's if he wants them.
He does.
He said he does. Yeah.
Well, if he wants them enough, they'll be able to put something together. I wouldn't do it myself. I like Maxey too much, and I don't like the way the league's going with players. Just you know.
All right, had Durant, Harden, and Embiid,
right?
Your odds on to win the
your
championship.
Odds are that there's going to be chaos by January.
How many basketballs are there?
I mean, you know, the league's got an issue here with. If this does, I want to go there. I want to go here.
Works if you're a free agent.
If you're a free agent, but this is not.
I need to understand. I have never gone on vacation with another man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I do not even know. Not even another couple. I've never done that.
No.
Because I find that more than 2 or 3 days around other people, it's not. They wear on me. I don't,
believe me, you wear on them before they wear on you.
But what I understand, Al, correct me if I'm wrong, are vacationing right now in England. Are both James Harden and Kevin Durant?
I think they went to that Travis Scott
thing. Yeah, they went to Travis Scott's
over
concert.
Over the weekend.
So did they bond in the UK and now they want to play together again?
I think they had already bonded. But you wouldn't go on that tour anyway. There was his first concert since that.
Hold on. Harden wanted out of the Nets.
Yeah, because of Ben Simmons.
Everybody wants out because of Ben Simmons?
Well, look at it.
Harden was traded for Ben Simmons.
Yeah, the whole Ben Simmons thing is what caused all of the chaos.
No one wants to play with Ben in Brooklyn now.
Yeah, well, that's why Durant, yeah.
So it's going to be Ben and Kyrie?
Kyrie doesn't want to play there.
Can you find two weirder people than those two? No, I don't think so.
It'd be a long search. But, I mean, look at what's gone on. It's just crazy. Yeah, they go to...
But you're saying if Durant tells the Nets, I want to be in Philadelphia, they have to try to figure out a way to get him here.
And Durant will have to do something and the teammates to get him here.
Well, what are you trading?
Well, you're redoing contracts and stuff. That's what it will take.
Forget the redoing contract. Didn't you just trade a whole bunch of first-rounders to get Harden?
Well, you don't have any.
You don't have any first rounders. What am I trading?
Well, you're going to have to make some trades to get them.
I have to trade to get people to trade to. What am I trading to get the people?
I have no idea. But I know.
I don't see how it's possible.
In this league,
anything is possible.
If this is where he wants to go, they'll somehow do it.
Jonesy, that's not good for sport.
No,
it's not.
When stars say, I'm playing here next. Make it happen.
But basketball's done it more than any other sport.
Do it all the time.
Because
they're
on the court all the time. Like, there's only five stars. I mean, they can get away with it in that sport.
It's a dumb thing. And do any of us want Durant? Any of us?
I love Durant as a player. I think he's one of the best to ever play the game, but no.
No. Al, you want him to trade for Durant?
I love this Maxey. No.
No. Rhea, you want him to trade for Durant? She's on the fence.
Yes.
Yeah.
You said yes is your answer.
Yeah, have you seen him but when he does play? Yeah.
I have seen, he's great, but he's also, they're all divas now. I can't even call him a diva anymore. They all are.
Aren't the Sixers?
If you're a star in the NBA, you're a diva.
Well, yeah.
Mm. Aren't they still looking at the Sixers for setting up their own deals?
Yes.
Yeah, they're investigating him. They're not going to look into this one at all.
This one's well hidden.
While we're doing the Harden thing, let's also slide in a Durant tamper.
Exactly.
Why not? Let's do a whole bunch. Two for the price of one. On the line with us is the number one fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, Eagle Shirley. Hi, Cheryl.
Good morning, family and friends. Jonesy.
What are you feeling, Shirley?
You know what, Angelo? I called up here to talk to you about when people want to call up and talk about how the Eagles want to beat Detroit and you want their pants.
Yes.
What's up with that?
Are you predicting an Eagles victory in the open?
You know I am. You can't have my pants.
I want your pants.
Or my dress.
No, I'm not accepting dresses. I only want pants.
No, you can't have that. But I will make you a deal.
Yeah.
When the Eagles win, you'll come to Beloved. That's Sunday.
Yes.
The following Sunday.
The following Sunday, right. I will attend Beloved St. John for a rousing service starring Shirley and her friends doing singing and dancing. I will do that the Sunday after if they win the opener.
When they win.
Because
when they win.
And if not, I need your pants.
My dress. You'll get my dress.
No, I am not pants. Collecting dresses. I'm going to be auctioning off the pants, Al, for the homeless.
What?
Well, I'll go and buy a new pair. Pants from Ashley Stewart.
Good.
Doing what?
What am I going to do with all the pants? I'm going to give them to somebody that could use them.
You'll give them
the homeless.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. I'm not taking homeless. Money for them.
No, not you.
Shirley, and you're a good dresser, Shirley. Those are going to be some nice pants.
No, they will be brand new because if you get them to the homeless, they need to be brand new.
All right, fine. But if you have slightly used pants, that's fine. I'll take
them. No. We're not giving the homeless no slightly used pants. We're going to give them brand new with the tags on it so they can do what they must with them. But at the end of the day, the Eagles will win. Yep. Philadelphia Eagles, y'all hear me. Y'all hear me. I got y'all backs. Ride or die. Y'all got to win this game because I don't care what Dan Campbell is doing and saying to their team out there. I care about what's going on here in Philadelphia. And you think Jason Kelce, Brandon Graham, you think these guys going to slay, going to let them beat them? Come on, Angelo.
Shirley. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
I don't care about
Don't watch
that.
It. Don't watch it.
What
you
I
will
watch
get
it for?
Because it's scary how impressive this Dan Campbell is.
It's not scary at all. I believe in my team, and I believe that my team going to be the victors on that day.
All right, hold on. I want you to hear this, and you respond to this. This is Dan Campbell out firing up his team. Listen to this, Sheriff.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and three toes. I will beat your ass.
How about that, Cheryl?
How about the speech that Kelce did? Play that speech that Kelce said that don't nobody care about us. But we got to get out there, and we got to do what we know best. We got to play our game because don't nobody have respect for us. We're going to get on that field, and we're going to play our game, and we're going to be the victors. So at the end of the day, I don't care about what Dan Campbell said. I don't care about what he said.
What the hell is he saying anyway? Who couldn't beat up somebody with three toes and a half of a
rear? Thank you, Al.
I mean, jeez,
he's firing him up. See, Joe, here's the irony. He talks like you do. You're an inspiration. Sirianni's a fan. All he's doing is worried about injuries. He's already got 13 of them. He's got 13 injuries.
They got enough guys in that locker room that bring the same thing. So I have respect for my guys in that locker room, and I know what they saying to the other other teammates. So at the end of the day, Angelo, you better be prepared to come to beloved St. John and hear Pastor Lupton.
I'm not doing that if I don't get
and make
your
sure
pants.
You have pants on when
Are
you,
you
go to church.
Are you gonna have pants? If you lose, I want pants.
I already said, when the Eagles win, you'll be at beloved St. John.
And if they lose?
I will go to Ashley Stewart's. That's where I shop at, ladies.
Right.
They size 14. Yes, all day long.
Oh, but yeah. I will go- All right, give me some pants, Cheryl.
All right, Cheryl.
Well, wait a minute. I wanted to say one thing about the Phillies.
Yes.
Beloved St. John will be in the house against the Mets. Next Friday, the 19th, we taking over 100 people, Ange.
Nice.
Over 100 people.
Is Pastor Lupton going to be there?
He might be there.
Because he's a good speaker, too.
Yes. Oh, happy birthday to my brother Sherman. If it wasn't for Sherman, there would be no Eagle Shirley. So today is Sherman's birthday. So everyone, please wish my brother Sherman a happy birthday.
Sure, give Jonesy what?
I got you, baby. Let's get this win, baby. A-L-G-L-E-S. Eagles all day long. See you at the preseason game tomorrow. Love y'all. God bless.
I am not lying about accumulating a large number of
which
pants.
Which you're then going to auction off.
Right. In fact, Johnson even told me he would give me his.
Oh, he's looking forward to it.
Yeah
he likes to.
He's weird that way, isn't he?
He's a pant exchanger.
He seemed to really warm up to the concept.
He's an odd duck.
215-592-9495. All right. At the top of the hour, we're going to bring John Jastrzemski in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to play for Keith Jones. What smackass Keith Hernandez
yes.
said about not wanting to do any more Phillies games.
Amazing.
Because it's the Phillies right now are on a run. And he's saying he doesn't want to do it because they don't play the way he likes it.
Fundamentals. Defense.
Got it. And meanwhile, he's not doing any of the weekend games in New York
because
he's going to be honored in St. Louis for that great drug incident he had where they suspended him.
Oh.
Yep, Maria right now is simulating what he did in his days as a Cardinal.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you, yep. I had forgotten about it, but the yep. minute that story hit yep. Twitter during the game the other night, I went to read the comments.
Yep.
Phillies fans, you did not disappoint. They hammered him on that.
Thank you. You need to. 215-592-9490.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back. You know, this hasn't happened that often during my Wednesdays off, doctor schedule this final year here. But it did happen to be on Tuesday when late in the day, this story came out on Tuesday about Keith Hernandez.
Yes. Maria.
And I said, man, I like that. That's a fun story. Because Keith Hernandez, in his playing days, while a great player,
yes, right. was.
Had a rather tawdry past, mm-hmm. if you will. And now he's holding other people to standards. I don't think that's a great idea, all right? And I just want you – so I said, gee, I hope there's a little more developments in this story so I could tackle it myself on Thursday. And there are. Because Rob Thompson, the sensational manager of the Phillies yesterday, was asked about Keith Hernandez saying – well, why don't I play Keith first? Here's what Keith said, Josie. He said this on a Mets broadcast. He will not be doing the games this weekend and would like not to do them the following week as well. Listen.
I hate doing Philly games.
You hate doing Philly games?
Oh, because over the years, now they're hot right now. I would like to see them. But, you know, as far as fundamentally and defensively, the Phillies have always been just, you know, not up to it.
So yesterday, advancing the story, yesterday, Rob Thompson, in his typical manner, Al, respectful but disagreeing.
Keith's a good baseball man, very good baseball man. And, you know, he's got his opinions, and I respect his opinion. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's the way it is. And you know, I think we've played well, and I think fundamentally and defensively, we've played very well. So I think we've been playing very consistent and very well defensively.
That's a strong comeback for a Canadian.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing.
Very
all right,
strong.
So this guy, they are not playing the game the right way.
Yeah.
And that is offending Keith Hernandez. He doesn't want to watch.
Yeah, what a man.
Meanwhile, Al, in his days, he's going back to St. Louis this weekend to be honored.
Yes.
And what he considered the right way is to snort what he described as massive quantities of cocaine.
Copious, in fact.
Copious. Mm-hmm. In the Cardinals uniform. Al, he was snorting so much cocaine. If you'll notice the films from those Cardinal days of the early 80s, mm-hmm. some of the first baseline was missing because he snorted that. And now he's telling you how to perform. This guy, he was suspended for 1 year from baseball for abuse of cocaine. And now he is holding himself on a higher plateau than a Phillies team that's overachieving. Al, what do you feel about that?
I love it.
What do you mean you love it?
There wasn't enough reason to want to beat the Mets. This is awesome.
All right,
this
now,
guy's going to come into the if he's here.
He's hidden.
Please come here next week.
And they're going to have to. And I know the Pete Rose thing was a disaster, but they got to get him in the booth with McCarthy.
Oh, they no. I am not bringing Pete Rose back. Don't
No. Hernandez.
Oh, with Hernandez and McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
McCarthy will be relieved it's not Pete Rose.
McCarthy took shots at Pete Hernandez.
Listen to me. If by any chance that yellow belly does show up here, Phillies fans, you need to troll Keith Hernandez.
Oh, the signs troll are going to be tremendous.
Too troll good. Him.
Yeah.
And Al, now one good piece of news, though. I'm being fair here.
Yes.
I don't want to be outrageous here. When he is introduced in St. Louis this weekend to honor him for his drug-riddled past, right? I know people at St. Louis said they gave me his walkout song.
Huh?
So he will be and now, ladies and gentlemen, please honor our great hero from 1980, Keith Hernandez. I believe Eric Clapton may actually be there to play that for him.
Ah.
Isn't that great?
The JJK.
Give me a break. Doesn't it amaze you, these holier-than-thou guys who have their own nasty past, forget all the awful things they did, and then try to point the finger at other people?
Yeah, that's not a wise.
I don't like the way they play the fundamentals. They do not snort sufficient quantities of cocaine before big games.
Well, he clearly hasn't been watching them the past couple of weeks.
Exactly.
The one thing they've gotten better at
the last time he saw them play was May 29.
Was that Alec Bohm's three-hour day?
It was the final week of the Joe Girardi debacle.
Yes.
And then came Rob Thompson and everything changed. Get updated, Hernandez. Oh, one other thing, Al.
Uh-oh.
He was on Seinfeld, a great show. He sucked on that, too.
Yeah. I hate Keith Hernandez. Hate him.
I despise him.
Yeah.
See that?
Al, he sucked as an actor, too. And one last thing. I would just like to say I am not pleased with Hair for Men.
Just for men.
Just for men. I am not pleased now with the hair coloring for our company, Just for Men. Why, Jonesy?
Because he beat out Bill Clement for the job. They gave it to Hernandez. Right. I'm still upset about it.
They were looking for handsome mustachioed men, and they picked the wrong one.
Damn right they did.
Rather than a straight living man like Clement, they went with cocaine addict former Keith Hernandez.
I no longer snort cocaine.
Bill from Reading is up next. Hi, Bill.
How you doing, Angelo?
Bill, Keith Hernandez, what would you say to him if you saw him right now?
I'd say I wouldn't want to watch the Phillies now either if I were you, because they're going to beat your ass.
Ooh. Ooh.
I like it.
See, that's the Reading attitude, Al. You don't mess with Bill. I like it, Bill. Bill, what do you think? You happy right now with the way they're playing?
I am very happy. Baseball's fun to watch again.
All right, do you credit Tom? Is Thompson the first guy we should thank for this?
Absolutely. Somehow he got these players to come, you know, to start liking to play again, and they're showing that they do. And you know, last night it was just great to see what they did.
That was an awesome comeback, Bill. I got to ask you something. So when Joe Girardi was here, leading his team to a 22-29 record, right? And Rob Thompson was his bench coach. Did Thompson know Girardi was doing it the wrong way?
Probably.
So if you're trying to help your friend, do you say, Joe, maybe take your head out of the binder and talk to your players? Would you actually do that, or would you offend them and then he wouldn't like you either?
That may have happened.
Yeah. I'm wondering. Jonesy.
It worked out. Yeah. It worked out for Thompson.
Thompson knew Girardi was doing it wrong. He had to.
Well, he's done. Let's put it this way. He's done it a lot differently than
totally
Girardi
different.
Did. So he must have had his own ideas, but he was respectful of the guy that's running
so
the show.
So he doesn't say to him, Joe, maybe you talk to the players more. Maybe you develop more of a bond with them.
He probably had that conversation with him, but when you're the manager, you're going to do it your way. And Girardi elected to do it his way.
Right. And I hope Girardi's watching right now and he's going, oh, my God, I didn't realize how much I sucked at managing.
I don't think he's thinking that.
Because if you're 22-29 and the guy that replaces you is 40-19.
Yeah.
And they're really the same players, except you had Harper a lot more than this guy did. You know what? You suck.
Yeah, no, he knows that.
He must know
but
that.
He still opens up his little app on his phone and see his check go every
That's
Bill,
true, Jonesy.
You know, Jonesy, does money cover all that?
At that point in Girardi's career, he was here for the money.
Bill, I got to have one word to describe the Phils.
Ferocious with a PH.
Ferocious with a... Everybody's doing the fancy. Al's shaking his head. Al, you don't like
judge.
That fancy
he's
thing,
not,
right?
He doesn't know how to spell
it. Nobody doesn't like it.
He doesn't know how to spell Jonesy's right.
And that's it. You know, I don't need that, too. You know, ferocious PH.
Well, we're on radio. The spelling isn't get you extra credit.
Well, he was hoping it did. He was hoping it did. I don't think it does.
Ferocious.
Let me try Tyrone in Middletown. Hi, Ty.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
What are you feeling today, pal?
I'm feeling great about the Phillies. I just watched their highlights from last night's win.
Yeah.
I think they may be a team of fate because that ball that Sakura hit that stayed inside for a fair ball just started about a 5-6 rally, I guess we all know. You know, I went to bed thinking that they were going to lose, so I was really surprised and excited that they won a game.
Wait. You didn't know. You didn't know till this morning, Ty.
Yes.
All right, hold on. I got a treat for you. Stay right there. I'll let you hear how it happened. Eighth inning, Scott Fransky at the mic. It all starts, like Tyrone just said, with the dribbler.
3-2. And a swing and a little dribbler up the third base line. It will work out for the Phillies. It dies in the grass. And Segura is on with a leadoff hit. Swung on, lined up the middle, a base hit for Stott. He's not bunting, and he swings and hits it back up the middle, a base hit into center field. Segura around third, he's going to score. Stott on his way to third, and Brandon Marsh can't get the bunt down, so he slams it back through the box, and it's a one-run game. Swung on, ripped into right, it's a base hit. Kyle Schwarber with his third hit of the night, and it's 3-3 here at the bottom of the eighth. Swing and a line drive into right center field. That'll be down for a base hit. And Schwarber around second. He's going to try for third, and he is safe at third base. LeBlanc with a dive to the bag as the throw was to the outfield side. And Schwarber a gutsy call, and he's just in safely. And it swung on. Driven through the left side. It's a base hit. The Phillies lead it. Schwarber scores, and JT Realmuto comes through at the bottom of the eighth inning. 23,000 here tonight. You'd think it was about 43 with the noise they're making right now.
Love it.
Dominguez ready to pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A 99-mile-an-hour fastball. Phillies rally for their seventh win in a row. 4-3 the final. What a comeback.
That's what you missed, Ty. Pretty good, huh?
It was awesome. Like I was saying, I saw the highlights this morning, and I think the Phillies, they really have gotten hot at the right time. I think they're when they come up against the Mets this weekend. I think if they can at least split with them.
No, don't you think that way. No, Jonesy, tell them you don't go in trying to win 2 out of 4.
No, keep this thing rolling. They believe they're going to win every game. Right,
Scherz is old, and DeGrom always has a problem.
DeGrom looked pretty good his last time.
Yeah, we're getting him. He didn't face us. You got to go in thinking you're going to beat him, Tyrone. Come on, no split. We don't want to split.
Well, the Mets are the top team in the division. They're the top dogs. I think if the Phillies. They're going to definitely split, but they may win them all. I'm not.
That's what
that
I want. And then I want people to interview Keith Hernandez and ask them how the Phillies' fundamentals are now. Right? And maybe that'll get them to take one more snort for the road.
I hate doing Philly games.
Tyrone, give me one word to describe the Phillies.
I would say scintillating.
Scintillating.
That's my word, Ty. I'm not the judge. Al, I find this scintillating.
Scintillating.
Al, is that not, I mean, you're leaving yourself open when you got that passed and you're telling people how to play the game, right?
Well, I mean, he played the game pretty good. Yeah.
He was suspended for a year.
Well, not for being bad fielder.
No, for being a snorter.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that puts you in a moral high ground to start determining other people.
We haven't had a lot of moral high ground with ex-players in the last week or so.
That's true.
That is very true. You know, I was thinking about this. I'm going, Hernandez, God, most weeks he'd be the weasel of the week. Not this one. 215. Jonesy, not this one.
No.
Somebody took over this week.
Yes, he did.
215-592-9494.
I would hustled him.
Exactly. When we come back, Al, we'll get the New York spin on this Hernandez story from a New Yorker, John Jastrzemski. We also find out if he's excited about the idea of trading Kevin Durant to Philly with James Harden. WIP Sports Time, 856. Let me tell you.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.